Gay State Nation. This is another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, fall sports, coming next month. So, for those who listen to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in this episode. Football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball, cross country, men's and women's, and so much more. Again, this is the very first time checking this podcast out. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your evening to listen to this podcast. I am recording this on Monday, July 7th, 2025. This won't come out until tomorrow because I'm going to have a special men's basketball episode come out tonight featuring the alumni. So that's going to come out. This is going to come out tomorrow night. So, women's volleyball episode edition. So make sure you go and stick with us here. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend, folks. And speaking of women's volleyball, we're getting that for a little bit right now. We have not talked much about them. We kind of overshadowed them a little bit. Probably because the anticipation of Colin Corbin, a new era of women's soccer, right? But Jason Mansfield, it will enter next month his third season as Kansas State women's volleyball coach there as well. And we're actually talking about, I was going to talk about Aaliyah Carter, the moving on, no Aaliyah Carter on this team. But we're going to talk about a little bit of the schedule here for Kansas State women's volleyball team here in 2025, which came out a while back. But again, we haven't had to talk about them because obviously of other trying to get ready for football season, recruiting, or talking about the alumni team getting ready to come up to Kansas City in a couple Saturdays from now. So this is a lot going on. And speaking of August, next month, as I said, fall sports next month, going down, starting with football with Iowa State for K-State football, August 29th. We'll officially start the season for K-State women's volleyball as they will, of course, host their annual K-State Invitational, August 29th through the 31st. This is going to mark the first time that K-State opens a season at home since 2022. And it opened up with UMBC in Delaware. So UMBC, the 29th, next month, and Delaware, the 31st. Now, I don't have my calendar pulled up, obviously, there as well. So, trying to take care of some important things. I need to take care of some important things this weekend. Well, at least important thing this weekend. Or by the end of this week, anyways. So, there's that as well. We all know that as well. So, there's that. So, okay. So, K-State Invitational. We've known about this for the last couple years on the podcast. Or since Jason Mansfield took over as head coach of women's volleyball team. The Blue Shield of Kansas Classic in the beginning of September with Nevada. Or actually, hold up. NC State first, September 3rd, in Nevada a day later. So that is September 5th. And then I'm just going to highlight some key things here. K-State, of course, will go out west for a tournament hosted by UC University of California, Santa Barbara. They're going to be playing them September 11th, and then the next day, Northern Colorado on the 12th there as well. Non-conference slate will end in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They'll be taking on North Carolina again this year on September 19th, and then East Carolina the next day, September 20th. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, K-State women's volleyball edition of the show. Here, kind of scattering through the women's volleyball ski season. Eddie Greer here, your host of the podcast. So Big 12 schedule, right? It's going to start off with Arizona. Late September, the 26th there. Part of a 9-match home conference slate there in Morgan Family Arena. I did not forget about that this time. I know last year I did that. Definitely, which makes it, obviously, no Aaliyah Carter, graduated, so you're going to have to move on, obviously, from that. And Jason Mansfield sounded pretty optimistic. Now you can have your core players, your whoever you're getting from the transfer portal and whoever you recruit as well. So Jason Mance is going to have pretty much now, maybe for the exception of maybe two or three more players, his ladies that he has gotten. So I know Brent Schmidt is back for K-State. And I think there's two more on there as well. I'm not from the past regime there as well. So I know Brent Schmidt's on there for sure. See, that's see, we'll go over this with these rosters coming up as we get closer. That just means we're that much closer to K-State Athletics starting in 2025. We're rebooting, but also beginning a new calendar year, the 2025-2026 season there in Manhattan, Kansas. So Arizona, the September 26th starts that off, and it looks like I'm just going to list off the home games here, and we'll just kind of wrap it up with that, because we'll just go over the whole, I'll go over the entire schedule at a later date for K-State Women's Volleyball here under Jason Mansfield. All right, so the Wildcats, the home games, right? Just focusing on the rest of the home matches for your for your women's volleyball team. What am I doing? Arizona State, September 28th. In the month of October, will feature Iowa State, October 8th. Texas Tech, October 10th. They have Cincinnati, November 6th. Colorado, November 8th. Baylor, November 12th. And your home finale with Central Florida, a.k.a. UCF, November 26th. So, and just from memory and offhand, we know UCF's pretty good. Tough there. Iowa State had some great matches against them last year. Baylor's going to be tough there as well. I think Arizona State were in mid-pack, or at least I think Arizona State was in the back of the... I think Arizona State was in front. I got to double-check the... You know what? That's probably a good idea to do that right now as I sit here thinking about it. Here has the Big 12 standings. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick here on the podcast, baby. Volleyball. Let me see. Volleyball Big 12 standings here. Okay. All right, yeah, so there we go. Hopefully this is the right one. So here we go. Yeah, so this is last year, so this should be right. So K-State last year. Okay, so rewind the tape a little bit. So last year, K-State, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, they finished 8th last year in the Big 12 with an 8-10 record. 10-17 last year. And yeah, Arizona State was not sorry. They were the Big 12 champions last year. So I was like, I think Arizona State was better. They were really good last year. Only one loss last year in the conference and finishing 30-3. Last year, they're 17-1, Arizona State. So you got Arizona State coming to your house. We talked Baylor finished 4th, 14-4 last year. Arizona was mid-pack. That's right. And I think they beat Arizona last year. I got to go back and review some of the stuff. 9-9 last year for Arizona. And yeah, Arizona finished a spot ahead of K-State there. Colorado, sorry. Cincinnati, Iowa State. Yeah, UCF. UCF is usually pretty good, but they're bad, really, really bad last year as well. So there is, again, I don't know the rosters for any of the other teams right now. So it's hard to kind of project what's going to happen when it comes down to K-State Women's Volleyball. All I do know is, you know, life after Aaliyah Carter. How is this women's volleyball team going to do? I think they should be okay here moving forward. Obviously, I'll study up. I'll study up as we get closer. But yes, K-State Women's Volleyball officially begins next month, August 29th, when they have their K-State Invitational, when they host UMBC, and then Delaware will be in Manhattan as well, the day after that as well. So a lot more coming on volleyball as well as a lot of other sports, including football as well. I know we've been really hammering football, which is going to be the focus, but we cover all things K-State, so we'll be doubling back and revisiting and really going over these rosters, especially with women's soccer and also with women's volleyball as well. Obviously, Colin Corbin, Jason Mansfield, your respective coaches there as well for this team. I only went over the home slate for women's volleyball here in this edition, and we'll share out the road games at a later time for Jason Mansfield's team heading into the season here, which is going to be coming up here in over a month and a half from now. Crazy, right? Exciting, exciting times. Once again, and anxious to see how Jason Mansfield's going to fare, because this is, again, probably going to say the same thing here as well. You got to take a step. Obviously, you know, coming in, it feels like we talked about Jason Mansfield being hired yesterday as the new K-State women's volleyball head coach. So this is already his third season, and we got to start seeing some steps in the right direction, obviously, as well. You don't want to finish in a 500 as well when you have tough competition as well. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be another coach. I'm not saying he's on the hot seat yet. I ain't going on a limb saying that. I ain't say that. Saying, look, now you almost have your players on your team. Let's see if we start getting some high end job, some more positivity and getting yourself, okay, can you finish over 500? That's the next step for this women's volleyball team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found. Free to be able daily. Remember just to record K-State content. This is your first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, me and Alex, we confirmed it. As we enter into this week, looking at my schedule, we'll be hopping on Thursday, and we're going to be speaking of rosters. K-State roster, football. We're going to start going over that, talking about the positions here going into the season as we're less than 50 days out from activity. K-State, Iowa State, Aer Lingus Classic on, I believe, ESPN. So I gotta make sure that is right. So as well, so that will kick off the season there for K-State Athletics there on August 23rd. And then the following weekend, you're going to have your volleyball team open up their season at Morgan Family Arena out there in Manhattan, Kansas. So, so me and Alex will hop on Thursday finally and get Alex on for the first time in the month of July. And we'll go from right there and go through, like we usually do every year, Chris Klieman and his roster of players for the 2025 season. And, of course, oh, yeah, by the way, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe S Podcast for more. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to close the book on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports.